judge whether, how well they play, whether they would fit in, because there's always music at their receptions.
Right.
And tonight it's all an African theme, and I don't know who's playing tonight. But second thing, do you know on a Saturday night to go over to Annapolis to the either Ah Coffee or Zoo Coffee? Do you know about those?
Sure.
Okay, because those are good places to play.
That's cool.
But set up with Rocky Jones first.
Sure.
And he'll let you know when he's playing.
Okay.
But that is, again, you'd have 10 minutes of plays, then somebody would read, then another 10 minutes you would play. It's a back and forth thing. But
sure.
It's a wonderful inner reading of art. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Sounds great.
Yeah, that's one of the things that attracts me about Anne-Marie.
Oh, my heavens.
Sounds awesome.
I appreciate the info, and I'll write it down. I'll make sure you get my card. I was honestly thinking more along the lines of something that Doug had said earlier about having local bands play down at, like, the marina, you know, like, down there. Let's see. Just trying to... I had an easier time getting a response from an internationally published author than I did getting an email back from an inquiry that I sent about opening up for a national act that they had coming through down there at Solomon's. Mm-hmm. So when I was 15, I got a letter back from Tad Williams, mm-hmm. but at 30 years old, I can't get them to respond back to me as a local musician with a band who plays infrequently along the East Coast, mind you, but I mean a fully independent working musician, and I can't get an email back from them about opening. I'm sorry?
Do you have a name that you deal with down there?
No, I haven't heard back from anybody. I don't know who I'm sending an email to. I have an email address that says, you know, information at Calvert Marine Museum or whatever.
You
like,
need to deal with the individual.
We can move on that.
Right. I'm just using that as a comment on community.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Like a comment on the community, and like how things feel isn't necessarily the way that things are. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to, though, I could get really jaded about a lot of minor situations. We all could. I know we could.
Oh, yeah.
So there is the community mindset is one. You must do in spite of anything else. Like you must. Mm-hmm. You have to do something in spite of what anybody else does or does not do. You have to keep moving forward and keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. And then two is somebody has to pick up the ball eventually. I need your help, Lisa. I do. I absolutely, wholeheartedly need your help to put my card into the hands of anybody that might potentially be interested.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, I'm going to go home and I'm going to read Sordid Laundry and I'm going to try to find out if I can find feathers on Amazon because it's important to me to be able to do that, you know, as part of the community. Roscoe's going to be hosting the next one, the next media industry seminar, and I'm just gonna, you know, offer some suggestions. Joe's got some suggestions.
This is a great conversation.
But hey, I just want to be the realist for a second and say that what just happened between you guys—that's what it takes.
Right.
Like I've seen that. I've worked for, you know, I worked at Soundstage. A lot of emails do get ignored,
right.
and does it suck from an artist standpoint? Yeah, but there's so many,
yeah.
And a lot of times people don't know what to say. They say all the wrong things, like they act like freeloaders and stuff. And
sure.
I know that you know better. I'm not. This is not pertaining to you, but I'm saying like what that was. That's everything. Like sending. God, I've been there. I've sent so many emails to like the generic email.
Right.
And you start to wonder, does anyone get these? Like, does this even or is this like a thing so they don't have to answer stuff?
Like sending Santa Claus a Christmas
right.
card.
Yeah, because no one's held accountable because
right.
no one's name's on this email.
That you give.
Yeah.
When you buy something, they want an email account.
Yeah.
Or like the customer service number for something you really need help with.
But on the other side of it, I know the guy who does marketing at Soundstage now, and if he needs somebody to jump on a show, and most of the time it's about bringing extra people.
Right.
But sometimes it's just about filling time.
Right.
And if you if you come in at the right time and email him, he absolutely will just add bands all the time on great shows. Like,
right.
You know, and sometimes I'll see who he adds and be like, dude, you should have emailed me. That band's not going to help you. Like, I could have told you could have helped you. But
right.
But anyways, all I'm saying is, it's, you know, it can happen. But
right.
I think what happened just here, like, is the way you normally, if you really want to get opportunity like that, you have to figure out who's the guy. Like, you know what I mean? Who's going to get me that opportunity?
Right.
Like, who, mm-hmm. you know, or who can help, you know?
But the community itself is bigger than can you help me? Like,
yeah.
That,
oh, yeah.
Like, and you've got... The Baltimore, like, music scene, like, because you've got a reputation in Baltimore, people are kind of have an expectation of the way that your shows are going to run. You can also set clear expectations for, like, how you want to interact with an artist and what your expectations are for them to come onto a bill, you know, and things like that. Mm-hmm. But from a community standpoint, I mean, if you stopped doing what you do, there would be a hole. Like, somebody else would be able to fill it, but maybe not necessarily even with your level of, like, integrity or commitment,
thanks.
You know, like,
I appreciate that.
It's, what's that?
Or the contacts, you got
yeah.
your contacts.
Right.
Right.
But I built them, it took a long, long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it takes
many
time
frustrating
it.
Years. But, yeah, and, but then there's times, you know, I don't always feel the community, and it's about supporting each other, and you guys, because you're out here, might think of Baltimore as like, oh, there's lots of places you can just roll in and play, and it's a great crowd. It's
right.
not. Like, this year has been total rehabilitation for me in Baltimore, because last year was, everybody was going around saying, man, Baltimore music scene's dead.
Right.
It's over. Like, because there were so many bad shows.
I was wondering, where are you Baltimore? I've heard of Fells Point.
And you know what? Fells is not even my scene. Fells is awesome.
Right.
Fells is a place where if you can get on a gig at whatever, you know, whether it's Waterfront Hotel or whatever,
yeah.
like, they just book really cool bands. Most of the time it's cover bands, but they play cool. It's not like the same old stuff. You walk
right.
in, they play Johnny Cash, and then they play Huey Lewis, and then they play, it's like stuff where you're like, okay, this
right.
is cool stuff. Like,
right.
it's not lame cover bands. Yeah.
Right.
But Fells is different. That's different than what
and
I do. I do like the clubs.
And that sort of became a scene.
Okay. Yeah, I do like the music venues. I look at Waterfront Hotel as a bar, you
right.
know what I mean? Or Cat's Eye, that place is awesome,
right.
yeah.
Let me ask each of you quickly, how much of your time is spent doing creative work versus doing business work?
That's, who's first, you?
All right, I'll go first.
Go.
I feel like... The longer I do it, the more that goes to business side. Because when you're starting out, you should focus on quality first. Like, you need to dedicate time to learning your craft and the style of craft that you want to put out there. It takes a whole lot of time to learn that. And a lot of people, I feel like, jump into the business side too early before they have anything that's even... worth showing to people, and you know, that's very subjective, like what is worth showing. But basically, I'd say like 60% of the time is towards the art, 40% towards the business side, and that includes promoting, talking to people, going to conventions, actually like printing and publishing the work.
Mm-hmm.
That all is part of the business side. Pretty much the only thing that's the art side is the actual physical drawing. But all of it is just as important. I think it ties into the community building is also part of any good artist's business plan.
I could almost add on to your question, but how much are you working on one of the tasks that is part of either a job or like your weekly comic or like say the Patreon thing, which I think is something else we should talk about. But so like you have a business task, which is the artwork that's dedicated towards a business outlet versus I'm doing this because it's fun and it inspires the creative person inside of me.
Okay, that's a good question. And I feel like I sort of go up and down on this. I'll go through cycles where I focus a little too much on the business side and I start to feel a little bit brain dead, writer's block, just a little bit empty. And then when I start to remember, like, I really need to get these creative juices flowing and working on my own stuff, that helps inspire and feed into it a lot more, especially like stuff like this. I like all the notes I've been taking. I feel so ready to go home and make something right now because
right.
we're all talking about it, and really, it's very invigorating.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say like the hardest part of my day is to find time where I'm just sitting down by myself playing guitar. To me, that like to write for myself is not something I tend to make time for. It's not that I don't have time. I just don't make as much time for it as I'd like to. It's almost easier to, it's by using business, I'm able to create certain deadlines that hold me to certain truths, if you will. And so the reason why I try to learn a new song, like say a cover song, is because I have now been playing like say 2 solo acoustic shows a week for the last 8 months. And that means that there's a lot of the same songs being played twice. So I tend to sit down to learn a new song in order just so that way next week there's like that one new song that I've never played before. And then sitting down and writing just for myself is without a doubt the hardest thing for me to do. I find that I have a friend who I was getting together consistently about once a week to jam with, and that was more time that I've had. Like that's only been for the last like 3 months, and that's more time in those 3 months than I've spent just focusing on writing on my own. The business side of what I do is broad because the 9 jobs that I have in order to try to be able to
stay independent.
Is that the
real, you keep saying 9, is that really it?
I think it was 12 last year, so I think I'm doing pretty good.
I assumed it was more than 9.
I mean, I used to do a lot more, and I was a lot more high strung than I am now. When I first got started, I did more because I really believed that by doing more, I was spreading myself around into a lot of different areas where I would get the chance to network with more people and have more interactions. But then working smarter instead of harder became kind of the goal. It's